This time we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ain't ready.
I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here. I can sense it in my feet. The Great Emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around.
Hello,
somewhere.
Welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. We're going to talk about some stuff from last week. As always, I'm your host, Dom, aka Brother Dom, aka Tired from Comic Con. Once again, joined by my great, to the nth power, friend and co-host. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
I would, actually. I am Stephanie, aka Captain Steph on Twitter, aka The Snow Queer on Tumblr, aka Very Sore from Walking Around the Javits Center for 3 days.
You're sore too?
I'm still so sore.
I thought you were super, super awesome New Yorker with all the sweet power and all that.
Nope. I do less walking now than I did when I worked in the bookstore.
That's kind of surprising to think about. I guess since we did a lot of extra walking that wasn't even con related.
Yeah.
So to the lovely listeners, if you follow us, you probably know we were at New York Comic Con this past weekend, a couple days ago. My first time in New York and first time at Comic Con, and neither of those were a first for you, Stephanie. Did a lot of walking, saw Times Square, I got to be a tourist. It was amazing. And got rained on and the wind blew and all that crazy, fun, amazing stuff at Comic-Con. It was an awesome time. Thanks to my great friend and co-host, I had somewhere to stay. So thanks again for the hospitality.
My pleasure.
I guess this is our New York Comic-Con extravaganza episode, which is just a quick episode anyway. So maybe extravaganza is a weird word. But how you doing today, Steph? Are you recovering all right?
I'm recovering all right. I got a good amount of sleep last night, which I know that is not true for you.
That's kind of a sore spot.
But I had just kind of a lazy day today and got a lot of prep stuff to do for events happening later this week in my own life, so we'll see how that works.
Yeah, so you kind of alluded to it. I did not sleep a lot last night. So we were driving back, and you know that point in every trip where it says go 100 miles and just it's every turn is just stay on the road?
Uh-huh.
We made a teensy miscalculation, and we should have taken one of those turns. So we're driving, and then I saw a sign that said State Line approaching, and I've never seen that. I've been to Ohio, to Michigan, driving. I've been to New York, going there, and to Maryland and West Virginia on purpose. I've never seen a State Line sign in my life. But I'm like, hey, to our friend driving, where are we at? What's going on? So we looked at the map and says, oh, we kind of messed up, so we have to do all these other turns to get back to Pennsylvania.
So what state was it?
We were in Maryland. That's the state that we were crossing into. Because I think we went into Pennsylvania and went back into Maryland and had to come back in. And actually ended up on the turnpike, a way that I've been on the turnpike many times from my house to get to one of my job locations before I moved. So it was familiar territory, but wow, was it. So instead of 12:57, it was about 2:30 when we got back to the friend's house, so I'm running on about 3.5 hours of sleep today.
Ugh.
So it's that weird fun of, do I have con plague or am I just overexerted? And I think it's just overexertion.
Yeah, I think you're probably just exhausted.
So I'm looking forward to like a nice couple hours tonight.
Just a few. That'll make the difference.
Yeah, if I can get one more than last night, it'll be nice. I have a nice bed. I finally have a queen bed. I'm an adult now, so. But you guys are probably tired of hearing about all the stuff that we were talking about that's not directly related to the con. We have some great topics for you. Steph, you want to kick this first one off?
Yeah, absolutely. So last night, there was apparently something on the TV.
Something.
Something. Well, something, something. yet another presidential debate, which was apparently even more of a hot and flaming pile of cow turds on Donald Trump's part than the previous debate.
I'm shocked and not shocked at all.
And it sure was a thing that neither of us watched.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be on the road, so you didn't subject yourself to that?
No, I couldn't bring myself to that point. I instead let my group chats, tweets, and texts about it kind of wash over me and made some food instead. So
that's a better decision. That's a much better decision. So yeah, everyone, hopefully, if your deadlines aren't approaching, but if they have, hopefully you registered to vote, get out there and do the things that you see as the right thing to do. Speaking of other political things and not at all actually political, America's favorite founding father at the moment, Hamilton, was played by an actor, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was on SNL, and that was actually pretty good.
That was pretty awesome.
So did you catch any of those skits besides the little bit that we got to see?
I watched the theater kid, like the cast party one. A friend tagged me in that one. It was painfully accurate. It was like a music video, but of like the cast party after a High School Musical or a high school theater production raps. It's all like girl trying to like hit on all of the guys who are all just sitting on each other and like trying to get someone to go in the closet with her to like presumably to make out, but instead they watch the video of the play that has just wrapped and like
the only thing more scandalous than closet makeouts is just self-narcissism. That's pretty cool. Yeah, Lynn did a good job as always. First time I've been interested in Saturday Night Live in a long time was due to him, so props to that guy. Props to all the people he's inspired to do great things. And just some other quick news before we jump into our break. We're trying to keep this one quick for you guys. A little bit of sports. Our Pittsburgh Steelers won another game. That's great. They're leaning in the division. I'm loving it. And hockey season starts this week, so looking forward to the Pens doing some great stuff. And hopefully all you listeners that are into sports, your teams are doing some good stuff as well. Anything to add to that, Steph? Are you really into sports?
Do you know me at all?
We've met a couple times.
Hi, I'm Stephanie. I don't follow any sports actively, but sometimes I learn things by osmosis.
So I've seen your family watch sports before, so I know that you had sort of a relationship to professional teams, but I didn't know if there was a passion there or anything.
Not really. I root for the home team, even though it's not my home team anymore, and every once in a while someone explains to me again how football works.
Well, you know, if you watch it like with a lot of other people, you'll realize that a lot of people that are involved in professional football, including the referees, coaches, players, and announcers, don't 100% understand how football works. So it's no slight to you whatsoever. So we're gonna take a quick break and jump into some music. As always, the information will be in the show notes below. So we'll be right back. Listeners, welcome back to Geeky Reveal. We're having a great time. Hope you're enjoying that music. Hope you're enjoying some conversation. We're back. It's Dom, Steph, Dom, the dynamic duo of the left and right hand people. We want to talk about some Comic-Con stuff because, man, this was a fun-ass time. Like, this was so much. This was... I could go on and on and on, but I'm trying to learn to talk a little bit less and smile more. So, Steph, you want to hit us with some thoughts on Comic-Con from your perspective?
Yeah, it was a lot. It's been a couple of years since the last time I went. It was even bigger than it has been in the past. I know that part of the initiative to make it not seem like there were 200,000 people in a relatively, well, a building that could fit that many, but just was to move a lot of the major events, or like tangential events, like the BookCon stuff, to offsite locations, which was kind of a bummer because every once in a while we would like be like, oh, hey, let's go to that next panel, and oh, that next panel is 6 blocks away. Like,
yeah, New York blocks are not the same size as blocks in every other city, I recently found out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we ended up missing the Steven Universe panel, and by extension the regular show panel to a little bit that was before it, since we had to get in a long line to get into the Javits Center to check our badges, and by the time we realized we were in the wrong location, we weren't going to make it back, but then we realized we would have still had to go there anyway before we went, so kind of sad that we missed that. I heard it was really good, though, and heard good things, so we'll probably see various information online in, like, blog posts and pictures and all that, and if not, the episodes will come out, so I'm excited about that. trying to stay optimistic, but that was really big. I'm glad that, I forget who encouraged us to go, but Steph, I'm glad you were kind of my leader on that. That was the biggest con I've been to by not even like such a big margin, but I wasn't ready at all. You know, I thought it was going to be huge, and it was, but it was bigger than I could have thought in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the biggest con you can imagine going to, like just like triple or quadruple that. It's like trying to say, like, imagine a light year, like. Imagine the size of the solar system. Like, no, sorry, you can't until you've actually, like, been there. And still, it seems surreal that there were events with thousands of people going on in other buildings, because it took us the entire weekend, 3 whole days, just to see the entire exhibitors hall.
Well, that's not... I'll give credit to the Javits Center on that for being huge and crowded, but two things on that. Even though it was far bigger than Otakon, it somehow felt less crowded. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just the space, the ceilings were higher, I don't know, but I felt that either I was like stuck in a mob of people or I was actually able to move. I didn't feel that weird con shuffle other than on escalators, that sort of thing.
Fair enough.
And part of our difficulty in the exhibitors hall was going to pat us on the back here. Like, we had some good cosplays that people really were excited about.
It's true. We kept getting stopped for those pictures.
It was nice, you know. On Friday, we were Splatoon characters. You were Marie, the lovely best girl, Marie.
I can't make the noise.
it's a throat thing. I don't know. It's there it is. It's like a bird. And then I was a generic just hipster squid off the street, which makes a similar noise but less iconic. but people were really excited about one half of the Squid Sisters and a loyal fan.
Because we were hella awesome. And then on Saturday, we took the con by storm as the lovely Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton.
That was fun.
It was so fun. I mean, we kind of expected a good reception at, like, a big New York con with Hamilton cosplays, but we were pretty excited by the reception we got.
Oh,
we met a lot of cool people just because they liked our outfits.
Yeah, that was really cool. You know, sometimes we were kind of stuck where it's, I want to move, but there's people taking pictures, and I love the attention, so I will never say no, unless I'm literally, my hands are covered in, like, wing sauce or something, which luckily never happened, but we did get to meet some cool people just because, you know, they said, hey, that's a nice costume, and we struck up a conversation, so who were some of the people that we met?
Well, on Saturday, we met Jackson Lansing and Colin Kelly, who are... have written for DC, but are currently also the authors of Joyride, which is a comic that they told us about, like, as an afterthought. We met them at the end of the day, and they just said, oh, hey, cool costumes, and, like, did they even take a picture?
Yeah, so the way it happened, I think we were, like, on the steps or something, and Jackson just kind of pointed up and said, hey, nice costumes, and I'm not really in the world of comics. I don't know what he looks like, but I noticed he had a random hat on. Like, random as in Mega Ran, the rapper, not random as in...
Like, LOLXD?
Yeah, it just said, that said, RNDM, and I'm like, oh, man, I know that hat. So I just was going to just go say hi, like, hey, I really like your hat. And he's like, oh, man, you know, you guys are Hamilton. Oh, you got Eliza, this is great. We took some pictures. I think he led with the fact that he made a Star Trek parody for Hamilton.
Yeah, he said that I'm not throwing away my Spock.
Yeah, as if that was his claim to fame. And then I kind of pointed, I'm like, hey, man, you have an exhibitor badge, you know, what are you exhibiting? And just trying to, you know, be conversational. And I think he just kind of flippantly said, oh, I've written for Grayson, I've written for DC, I have Joyride and stuff. You're into comics, you knew exactly what he was talking about.
I was just like, holy shit, man, like, why didn't you lead? Like, because we were like, hey, we got to get you on our character reveal podcast, that would be so cool, like, just based on, like, him making that viral video and being a cool kind of guy. And then he was like, oh yeah, I also write published comic books that are published by like major published comics houses. Oh.
Yes. So it was definitely cool that he was just chill about that, and the artist was cool, and you know, they ended up signing your book the next day, right?
Yeah, we went back to the Boom Booth the next day, and I bought the book, which will come in part three. I'll tell you more about that, and they both signed it for me, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that was definitely cool. And then we met the creators behind Namesake, which I think that's a webcomic, right?
Yeah, it's a webcomic, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I got my details good. I just got to have confidence in myself, but... We were actually on our way to go to that booth, and then one of the writers saw us before we saw them and was interested in our costume, so it was kind of nice to put the name to a face again.
Yeah, it was very strange, because we kind of befriended them on Twitter after FlameCon, because neither of us got to go to FlameCon, but we were frustrated that we had both missed it, and they had been the two creators had been tweeting about how fun FlameCon had been, and we were like, oh man, we really want to go next year. We just kind of struck up a conversation on Twitter with them and just kind of, like, built, like, a little Twitter friendship as mutuals. And then we were just wandering through the artist alley with the intention of going over to say hi. Like, hey, we are these people you're friends with on Twitter. Hello in real life. And someone came up to take our picture and took our pictures. We walked away and I was like, wait, Dom, I think is that Meg from Namesake?
That's the thing, Liz. They look. She looks familiar. Let's go say hi.
Let's try.
Turns out that it was. So yeah. Got to visit the booth, see some nice things, you know, peruse the art, and support your friendly indie artists.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the chance to get to meet people, we didn't just walk around in costumes trying to get attention, although that was part of the goal.
I won't say that wasn't the whole goal. We also wanted to meet people.
Yeah, it was a portion. But we did get to attend some panels. So the two that I was aware of, I'm not sure if you went to any, we went to, there was an LGBTQIA panel.
Yeah, it was queer representation in all ages and youth media. So like queer representation in stuff like Lumberjanes or Steven Universe or the variety, I guess the Backstagers was like kind of the big star of the panel. It's a new ongoing comic written by James Tynion IV, who's written Detective Comics and a bunch of other big DC stuff. But it was a really interesting... They had one of the guys, I think the guy who writes the Steven Universe comics, Jeremy Cerezzi, was on that. And then Kat Lay, who's the Lumberjanes author right now, and Blue Delaquante, who writes O Human Star, which is a comic book that I have not read. But...
But it was a really good panel. They touched on a lot of different subjects. I mean... Just the importance of the representation in these comics and other medium.
Say, yeah, it was really interesting. I don't know that they necessarily touched on anything new, but it was interesting just to get their perspectives as pros on where the comics industry is and what's new and different and like how the climate of the industry has changed so rapidly over the last couple of years. And sure. People are starting to realize that comics with, like, LGBT themes are marketable and are going to make money.
Definitely. And one of the big things that I really enjoyed that they said was that, you know, LGBT themes shouldn't automatically be adult content. There's so much more involved with this part of an identity, is that it's not just who do you have sexy fun times with, it's who you love and all that, so it's... I mean, I just look at the example of Ruby and Sapphire from Steven Universe. There's nothing inherently sexual about it from what I can tell. I mean, Rule 34 and Tumblr and Reddit may say different, but the relationship is based on a mutual love, and so much so that they just don't want to be apart from each other. And that's the kind of, I think that's something that's missing from a lot of our discussions and narratives is, you know, it's, oh, you know, you should keep with what you do in your bedroom to yourself. Like, yeah, I am doing that, but... This is who I love. This has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of representation, we went to the Fan Bros panel. I think they said it was their first panel, and it was Inclusion is Revolution. Did I get that title right?
Yes, you did.
Well, that was an amazing panel. You know, how'd you like that one?
It was a really just fantastic panel, especially for our first panel. I have only done one panel myself, and I can promise you it did not go anywhere near as swimmingly as the Fan Bros panel did. They had a very impressive cast of panelists, and then BJ Benjamin was the moderator.
Yeah.
Did a really great job. You know, it's a lot of charisma. You know, maybe I'd like to say it was his skill. I don't know if it had anything to do with that Infinity Gauntlet he had rocking on. But yeah, the panel really went into a lot about, it kind of used whitewashing in our media kind of as a backbone and look at race and gender bending and kind of how we're going with that. But a really prolific cast of speakers, I'd say, that just came from a lot of really different backgrounds. And, you know, the buzzword of the day is diversity, but it was a diverse cast. Just repeat myself, you know, you had different genders, different races up there. And I think it really spoke to a lot of different levels of notoriety, too. There was some prose, there were some comics, there was podcasting. There was a little bit of everything, and it all talked about, you know, inclusion.
Yeah, it was a really interesting combination. I think they had 3 comic book authors. Tatiana was on the panel, so the podcaster, the lady from Black Triples was on the panel, another podcaster, and then Daniel Jose Older, who's a YA author. Well, he writes more than YA, but his most famous book so far is YA, the one that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, so there's just a breadth of, you know, creations in there, which is great to see. And as Ben noted, the audience was very close to reality. You know, there was a lot of different people in there, and it was just great to see that all these people will pack the house. You know, that's a quote unquote diversity panel does not turn anybody away. Everybody showed up because we're all interested.
Yeah, it was a very diverse audience for a very diverse panel. So it was.
Yeah, it was just great too, and there was laughs and all that. You know, good to plug stuff. Yeah, finally got to meet the fan bros too. Off a lot of people from the show just on random chance. You know.
Yeah, it was very strange. We met Tatiana and Benjamin in the hallway. We were walking out of the artist alley and we stopped to like fix our shoes or something, like something very
we were in terrible chronic pain and needed to not move for a little bit.
So we were just like crouching down on the ground and these two people went past in Fan Bros t-shirts and I was like, I think based on like things I've seen on Twitter that is CJ Benjamin of Fan Bros show. And
I was like, what, just because there's a Fan Bros shirt? I'm sure anyone can wear a Fan Bros shirt. And then I was proven wrong, because it was them.
Yes.
And then we ran into Chico on the subway, just out of the however many thousands of people in New York that are going to Comic-Con. We walked down the steps and see this great comic book print blazer. Like, hey, that guy looks familiar too.
Yeah, New York City. It was just so serendipitous. It was like, oh, well, we're all taking the 7 train today because it's cold as hell and it's raining and none of us want to walk from Penn Station over here in this weather. And then there he was, just standing there.
You know, guys, always take the random chance. Take the subway when you can. People downtown sure are friendly. And they say never meet your heroes, but go ahead and meet your heroes, or at least the people you think are admirable, because they tend to not disappoint. I was not disappointed this weekend by the namesake people, the Fan Bros people, the Joyride people. Just a lot of great conversations.
Yeah, a lot of very cool people. It was like a pleasure and an honor to meet these people because they're doing some cool stuff.
For sure. And hopefully one day we're joining the pantheon of cool stuff doers. But right now, let's join the pantheon of cool music. Do you have any parting words for this part, Steph, before we jump into this nice-ass song?
I just want to say, like, we also, NYCC was also doing, you know, when we said we were joking about how no one actually calls it NYCC out loud, but I keep doing it. New York Comic Con also had, like, a really cool meetup schedule throughout the convention. Like, I don't think that they were organizing the meetups, but they gave the power to various groups to organize meetups, and so there were a bunch of different, like, fandom or like identity based meetups that were going on throughout the convention for people to meet similar folk. So we both attended the LGBT meetup, which was cool. We got to meet some cool people.
Yes, have some, very, very cool.
Have some comical conversations.
I mean, you know, you can't go to a meetup and not have some great conversations. You have to do it. It's a prereq.
Yeah, and Dom, you went to the Geeks of Color meetup too. How was that?
It was great. As a person of color that is a geek, I automatically qualify as a geek of color. And
you know,
it's really weird that I consider myself pretty charismatic and good at talking once I've broken the ice with people, but I'm bad at breaking the ice when I don't have a basis on that. So I went in and there was a lot of people just kind of standing along the wall, just kind of chilling. And I didn't really know how to approach anybody. I'm like, well, when you're in a less diverse group, you kind of can sometimes do the eye contact with the other person of color in the room. You can kind of chit chat about that. But when everyone in the room is a person of color, I'm like, well, there's one other thing I can't use as a kickstart. But I did run into some people. They liked my costume. I liked theirs. So we started off with some little things like that. And then I met someone who was dressed as Lana from Archer, which, you know, Archer's great. You got to go say hi. So ended up kicking it with some people, hearing about some new conventions, got some Instagram friends. So good meetup.
Nice.
And of course, we had to joke around a lot, as more or less. This is a great time. I definitely recommend you all go to a meetup if there's a demographic or interest that you fit into. Definitely go to it, because I mean there was DC meetups, Disney meetups, anything you could think of. So it's not that it's just, you know, maybe you don't want to categorize yourself into a certain group, and that's fine. You know, we all have different experiences, but you still want to mix up with people. There's all kinds of interests, so don't feel left out. Try to go to one if you can.
Yeah, I would definitely co-sign that. So yeah, so that sums up our New York Comic Con talk. So if you want to segue us into that beautiful music.
Yes. So, listeners, here's a song. This is the segue. We'll be right back.
I hope you enjoyed that music. As always, the information for that's going to be in the show notes. And we are down to start our last little section of this podcast, which is the cool stuff we got this week section. So, Dom, what kind of cool stuff do you get this week?
You want to know what I got this week? I got a big freaking hole in my pocket, in my wallet. That's what I got. Because there's some damn good salespeople at New York Comic Con and some damn cool stuff in general. Like, to the point that I gotta pull up the show notes. It, like, rehearsing it won't technically be enough. It could, but quick turnaround on this stuff. I actually got some comics. I actually bought stuff at a con for once.
Hey.
Would you believe that I bought comics at Comic-Con?
I'm shocked.
it's shocked. But no, I got Space Battle Lunchtime from Oni Press. Because anybody that knows me knows that I have a specific art style. It's kind of why I shy away from the big twos comics. I really like superhero lore in the sense that I like the idea of superheroes, not necessarily the big two, but superheroes as a thing. But the art style doesn't really speak to me, it just seems kind of meh. But stuff like Scott Pilgrim, again, Space Battle Lunchtime, which is Iron Chef in space essentially, all that stuff, the art style is so on brand for me. So I went to the Oni Press booth and then I also got a couple free comics that didn't so much speak to me. But I'll give them a shot, and I'll report back once I get a chance to read them. And I guess we can go back and forth since we both got a fair amount of stuff.
Yeah, let's see. Item one of my Art My Grand Haul is a really awesome Art Deco style, well, not Art Deco, like Art Nouveau style print of Princess Leia. I'm really excited about it. I'm not really excited about going to find the Michaels in Central Park West to buy a frame to hang it up in.
Just get that Amazon plug. Just get that straight, that direct to door.
Yeah, I've been abusing my Amazon powers lately.
That's literally what they're there for. You gotta use them. Next on the docket of stuff that is now in my possession. You know I love Overwatch, right? You're aware of that?
I hadn't heard anything times. About that.
Well, there's this great game called Overwatch, and they have great characters. And one of those characters, Miss Hannah Song, a.k.a. D.Va, is one of my favorites. You know, her and Lucio just what the internet loves to call sweet little cinnamon rolls. But D.Va is also a professional gamer in canon, and it's not going to get into that, but I've got a flask with, like, her logo and some cool words and stuff on the back, and I've been trying to get a flask for, like, the last 2 years, but I couldn't find one with a design that spoke to me, because there's no Sonic flasks, so it wasn't easy, and or the designs were just kind of not what I wanted, so I finally found one. So I have a flask now, so all my friends and any listeners that are of legal drinking age, if you ever want to have a drink with me, I can actually just bring one with me.
There you go.
So what else you got?
My coolest thing of the weekend, my coolest grab, take, whatever, item, will be definitely my Joyride comic, which I purchased directly from the source, Jackson Lansing and Colin Kelly, who were at the Boom Boo, who went to see them on Sunday after we had met them on Saturday night, and we went and said hi, and they pitched me their comic book as punk rock Star Trek with teenagers, and I have not heard a series of words that sounded so cool together in a while, so I was like, yes, I need that, I the hell need that right now, like, so I bought it, and they signed it for me, and it was awesome. I'm looking forward to reading it. I haven't cracked it yet, but.
Very cool. Well, if you want to hear another series of cool words, I did hear Shonen Spelling Bee at the Oni Press booth, so I didn't pick that up because there's a line you have to draw as a person where you're like, I shouldn't spend any more money at this moment in time. It's especially weird once you're like, I could spend this money, but it's irresponsible, so let me eat today instead. But that did not stop me from getting stuff in the past at that time. So at that time in the past, I bought a game called Super Fight, which you know how people sometimes play Cards Against Humanity or Apples to Apples where they want to fight their case rather than just go in blind?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that, but with fights. So I haven't cracked it, but they had like the little demonstration, and what it is however many people you have in your group, it doesn't matter, but two people will go face to face and you draw from your deck, from what I can understand, like a character and like a power up or some kind of situation, and then the other person draws theirs, puts theirs up, and you have to pretty much have like a quick little debate over who would win in the fight, and everybody else judges who they think would win. That person gets a point, and then the next person tries to topple that person with their loadout. So it's essentially, it was pitched to us as what, Nerd King of the Hill debate style?
Yeah, something like that.
Which is, you know, up there in the cool series of words with Shun and Spelling Bee. Yeah. I look forward to playing it, and it has tons of expansion packs like Walking Dead, video games, locations. So it just seems like it has a lot of potential fun. So I look forward to playing that at some kind of nerdy party or nerdy pregame, as it were.
Nice.
So is there anything else that you picked up?
We got a variety of cool art swag from various people we met in a complimentary fashion. Like, as in, we did not spend our hard-earned cash on it.
Yeah, we were given some gifts. That is nice to see, you know.
Yeah, it was cool to be on the receiving end. It was awesome. And then you got something for almost free. Remember those comic books? You got two $5 comic books for $6 or something like that.
See, that's the thing. Like, there's so much. One second. Yes. Okay, I found them. So again, with the kind of cutesy fun art style that I like, got something called Welcome to Showside, created by Ian McGinty, who works on some comics that I like. It's actually going to become a show. It's like a cute little monster kid, and it looks like Steven Universe, and it seems to have that same flavor of, look how cute this is, now everything is horrible is going to happen. and another comic called Hyperforce Neo by Jarrett Williams. Just looks like giant mech anime, but with black kids that are in high school and going through that. And if that doesn't tickle your fancy, then I'm surprised you're listening to this show, but it totally fits my fancy to see people of color get to do cool stuff in mechs. And yeah, look forward to reading all this. And, you know, pay in cash when you can. Sometimes people will be generous and give you deals because they appreciate it.
Or because they don't have any change.
Hey, however your boat gets to the dock. But yeah, lots of fan art. Got some cool, however you want to call it. What's the art style that propaganda posters are, but they aren't propaganda. They're just like that simple colors and shading. I got some prints that were essentially Splatoon weapons and how you use them. Cookie Cat from Steven Universe, how you would open and eat one. And two Join Overwatch posters, which I guess in the world of Overwatch would be considered propaganda, but it was like, hey, giant robots are killing us. Can we stop them from killing us? And I guess that's propaganda diet. Lots of cool art overall, though. And it also got some Hamilton stuff because, of course, we did.
Yeah, because, of course, we did.
I think that's everything we got. And pretty much the gist of New York Comic Con in this week. Can you think of anything, Steph? I mean, I feel like we kind of got through this pretty straightforward. I don't want to bore the people, you know?
No, I think that's about everything. That was our Comic-Con experience and our haul, and then everything else that happened in the last week. Everything else. Every important thing.
Every important thing that ever possibly happened. And also, we live-tweeted someone who was in having a weird conversation at a wine bar. It's not geeky-related at all, but it was just a very surreal thing. it was just odd. It was a fun weekend. New York's a really, really cool city. I'm glad I got a chance to go up.
Yeah, it was cool as hell to have you visit.
Oh, thanks for having me. The you know, it's very, very nice time. You're always welcome to come down and be close to Pittsburgh as well. And I was unfortunate enough to get a ticket in New York for parking on a street sweeper day. And after some careful consideration of how much it costs to park in New York, I say I still saved some money. So I'll be paying the state of New York for bothering their street sweeper, but thanks for having good rates, and I will visit your lovely city and state once again soon. But listeners, if you have any cons you think we should go to, any just nerdy events that you think we'd benefit from going to, you know, Flame Con, Dragon Con, Blurdy Con, Katsu Con, Backyard Con, Keikaku Con, just give us a shout. We'd love to go. You know, we're trying to give you guys some good quality content, you know, on a weekly basis, trying to stay regular, because we want, you know, to open the Patreon so we can get the funds to go to these places and, you know, bring more conversation and outlooks to people that maybe aren't able to go, or in the case of New York Comic Con, there's no way you can see everything. Word of mouth gets you to hear things. I missed a giant Reinhardt cosplay because the place is huge. You can't see everything. So having another set of eyes and ears and mouths to convey, that would be cool. So, you know, if you have suggestions of where we should go, give us those shouts and we'll try to get there. You know, we're broke, struggling millennials, but, you know, we all got to get there one day.
Yeah.
Any parting notes, Steph? The dream. Give us money on Patreon when we make one.
No, I don't really have anything to add. I think I will let you know where you can find us if you're ready for that, Dom.
Yeah, could you do that so that people can listen to everything else that we do at all times?
Yeah, so if you want to listen to everything else we do at all times, you can find us on Simplecast, our characterreveal.simplecast.fm. That's just our standard website. You can subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and Stitcher. I'm still working on iTunes. I'm shaking my fist at the sky, but you can't see it. You can follow us on Twitter at CharacterRev. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Character Reveal. Recognize that logo. You can find me on Tumblr at TheSnowClear, on Twitter at CaptainSteph. Find Dom on pretty much anywhere at BrotherDom.
It's branding.
Something that I do not have. What's your fun fact?
Don't search Brother_Dom because it's a different person. That guy may hate me. I'm assuming it's a guy. I shouldn't assume gender. That person probably is like some jackass swept my name. But I'm going to say that I've had it since 06, 05, so.
Yeah, so none of our usernames have any punctuation in them.
That's convenient. That is very nice.
So if you're looking for us, that's what it is.
Straight up, straight up. But that's where you can find us, listeners. Hope you're loving all this. If you have any suggestions, please let us know. I think you can leave reviews and stuff on like Facebook and Stitcher. So do that. If you see somewhere where we're located, give us a little rating. All the good things help. If you think we could do something better, tell us that too, because we're not perfect. I mean, we're pretty cool, but we're not perfect. So anything you could say to help us out.
Yeah, for sure. You shoot us a line. Slide into our DMs.
Yeah, sliding in like Iceman, just like whoosh. A lot of Mega Man cosplay at Comic-Con. Tangent, anyway. It's been fun stuff. I'm gonna cut myself off so these lovely people can go.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut you off so you can go to sleep, man.
I gotta get to bed. So, lovely listeners, until next time, see you later.
Bye.